It's 11 years old in an old farmhouse. Hallway lights still on in Grandpa's house. Door pulled shut, says he's fast asleep. But that screen door talks and the floors still creak. Grandma's in the kitchen, Grandpa's in his chair, talking real soft like nobody's there. But Clem's got a way of hearing it all. Every word that floats down that hallway wall. Careful what you say when you think he's asleep. That boy hears more than you think. He keeps late night talking an old phone call. Every sound travels down the hall. He don't mean to listen, but he always. Yeah, Clint's always listening, quiet and still. When the phone rings late, Grandpa clears his throat. Grandma leans in close, keeps her voice low. Other line clicks just soft enough. Clint's holding his breath at the top of the steps. Soon as there's silence, he pipes right in. Adds his thoughts with a half-grin grin. Sometimes they laugh, sometimes they sigh. Say, boy, we forgot you were standing nearby. Careful what you say, even whispering slow. That kid's tuned in more than you know. Between creaking boards and thin old walls, life gets learned from listening in on it all. He's just taking notes, doing what kids do. Learning the world from me and you. Someday he'll smile thinking back on kitchen talks and phone line cracks. Careful what you say every night, every day. Little ears learn along the way. From Grandma's prayers to Grandpa's draw, truth gets passed through the house and halls. He ain't trying to pry, ain't trying to play. Clint's just listening. Careful what you say. Yeah, careful what you say. That boy's always listening.